Bhavana, meditate. เราเข้ามาทำความดี เพื่อจะรักษากายวาจาจิตของเรา เพราะว่าเราเป็นชาวพุทธ เราเชื่อในกรรม กรรมคือการกระทำของเรา ไม่ว่าปัจจุบันอดีตชาติ ปัจจุบันที่เราทำไปมันกำหนดผลกรรมของอนาคต ปัจจุบันที่เรารับผลกรรมอันนี้ มาจากการกระทำของอดีต เพราะฉะนั้นนี่คือสัจจะความจริง สิ่งที่เราเคยประสบชีวิต ความล้มเหลวความไม่สบายใจที่เกิดขึ้นของเรา เราก็อย่าไปงมงายว่า จะไปโบนนั่นนี่โบนนั่นนู่นนะ เราควรจะเข้ามาหาเจ้าของว่า สิ่งที่การกระทำของเรา เราทำอะไรไว้ ทำไมเราต้องประสบชีวิตแบบนี้ นี่พระพุทธเจ้าจึงจะส่งเสริมให้เรานี่ มาทำบุญทำทาน รักษาศีลแล้วก็เจริญภาวนา เพื่อจะทำให้จิตใจของเราเข้าสู่ความสงบ ต่อเมื่อจิตใจเราเข้าสู่ความสงบได้แล้ว นี่สมองก็ปลอดโปร่ง คิดอะไรก็คิดออก สติสตังก็ดี คือจิตที่มีสมาธินี่สติก็ดีมันระงับอารมณ์ทั้งหลายได้แต่ถ้าเราไม่มีสมาธิมีแต่สติรู้ทั้งรู้แต่ยังไม่อยู่นี่แหละทำไมที่จะต้องภาวนาก็อย่างนี้แหละนะถ้ามีเวลาว่างหรืออะไรก็รีบทำสมาธิไว้นะอย่าไปฟังเขาบอกว่าไม่ต้องหรอกทำสติก็พอพอเหรอ ถามว่าความคิดต่างๆที่ดีหรือไม่ดีเกิดขึ้นในใจเราเราไม่รู้หรือยังไงรู้ทั้งรู้แต่ทำไมยังไม่อยู่เพราะว่ามันขาดสมาธินี่ความตั้งมั่นของจิตเนี่ยมันไม่มีมันก็หลุดไปเลยนะอันนี้ฝากไว้ให้พิจารณาต่อเนาะ All kinds of goodness, right? When we meditate, when we cultivate this kind of goodness, we must have samadhi, concentrations. A lot of people, they say, oh, we have sati, we'll do. You see? Yeah. You have sati, mindfulness. It's not wrong. Don't we all have mindfulness all this while? Everybody got mindfulness. We know whatever thoughts that arise within us. We know. But how come we can't put a stop? How come we cannot say, no, don't do it? We still do. Why? Because we lack of these concentrations. The concentrated mind, the power of a concentration will enhance your mindfulness so that you can decide. Most of the time, we thought we know. Ah, we know, no problem, no problem. We have mindfulness, we'll do. We know what is happening. We not. You see? Good thing you also know. Bad thing you also know. But you still do. Is that you don't know? You know. But how come you do? How come there's no control, no restraint? Because you lack of what? Concentrations. That's why concentration practice is very, very important in the practice of purification of your mind. It is through concentrations. It is through this mindfulness that you are able to detect whatever thought arises within you. And it is you yourself that can say yes or no. Or how to shake away this thought. When I say shake away, how to contemplate and bring thought to a sense of dispassion, a sense of dispassion within the heart. So that the mind won't entangle into passions that will lead to tons and tons of suffering within your mind. Right? Because we encourage meditation, especially this place. It's very calm, very very quiet, very peaceful, right? But also, we must also support in terms of generosity also, right? Lots of people, they doesn't know. They just want, I come here for my practice. I just want to practice, right? Then you should see that we need to eat, we need to maintain the place, and all these type of things is accountable. It doesn't fall from the sky. Why we got to say this thing? Because sometimes a lot of people, they just come, they doesn't know. They doesn't know. They thought that this thing is self-support. See, that's why we monk, we got to Bindabat, right? Bindabat. We go for our arms round to beg for the food, to let people have the chance to practice generosity, right? In this part of the country, because there's no exposure, especially, you know, we hide inside this mountain, you know, nobody know who we are, you know, what are we doing here? You know, so they come in, they thought that it's just meditations. And most of the time, they are uninformed because no one tell them. We just talk about meditations, you know. So your mind is very constrained, constricted. You know, it's not open up, you see. We have this problem, this type of problem. You know, a lot of people, they doesn't know to practice generosity. For example, just thought a gentleman come with a plate of empty bowl. What is that? You know, and sometimes they give the kind of instruction is that, when your mind think of generosity, you're generous enough. I said, look here, a lot of poor people, they think of being rich, but they are still poor, right? You see a lot of poor people, you don't think they don't know how to think, they will think, how am I going to get rich? But everything comes with a cost. You got to put in the cost, right? You got to put in the cost. That's why generosity is dana barami. The Buddha put this generous dana barami, generosity first in the Buddha's teaching. No, not meditation first. Generosity, precept, followed by purification of mind. Right? But most of the time, we are informed purification only. And we do away with a lot of basic things which will open up our mind. What we don't know, why are we so narrow-minded, so constrained? Our mind doesn't open up. Its heart is very tense within us. That's why we say you don't underestimate the action of giving generosity. It helps you to open up a lot of things that you used to attach to, hold on to. When you start to open up, the first break, icebreaker, the first ice break, when you start to give, the kind of joys that arise. Right. When I was in Malaysia, right, we went for arms round. So a lot of people, they are not Buddhists, they doesn't know this bald-headed, weird guy coming to the shop. What does he want? So we stand outside the shop, and he sort of look at us, we look at him, and then there's somebody sitting on the table eating food. So look at the fella, I look at his food, I look into my bowl, and he get it. He get it. He said, you need something? Yeah, I need food. Okay. Then he give money. I said, oh, sorry, we don't accept money, we accept food. Why so stupid? If I give you money, $50, hey, $50, it's not $5, you can buy a lot of food. I said, no, this is my law. This is my Vinaya rules. And he was so happy, right? He gave me a roast duck. This is the real monk. I'm going to feed him. You see, this is how people get exposed. This is how the people who are not Buddhists, they'll be educated by monks who are willing to sacrifice to go out and expose yourself. You see, and this is how the way we practice, and it brings a lot of joys. Certain people, when after giving, they start to jump and cry. I said, what happened to her? She said, I'm so happy. I never be so happy in my life. I said, oh, that make me think that I should go for my arms round every day. That's why until today, we've been doing this practice for the past 20 years. And, you know, a lot of people have the chance to practice generosity because of the exposures of Buddhist monks, giving them the chance to give, yeah, the act of giving. And that brings them to the temple. In the end, after they give, they start to ask questions, where were you from? And they follow to the temple and they start to, you know, from giving of food, they start to come and they observe how people behave in a monastery, you know, how people do voluntary services to the monastery. And later on, they are so happy that they come back again. And this is how we develop from a non-profit organizations, right? And this is how we take off from there. You know, there's no fundraising, no nothing from scratch. But we got to expose ourselves. And this is our monk's practice that you should go for your arms round. You need to let people to have the chance. You know, a lot of people, they don't have the chance, don't have a car, but they are very eager to give, but they don't know where to find. You know, the monastery is so far away, right? This is for those resident people here to consider, to think about it, right? Now the monk will give blessing. Now, Yatha varivaha pura paripurenti sakarang eva mevani totinam petanam upakapatit ichitam paritantum hankipameva samichato sape purentu sankapa chandho pannaraso yatha mani chodiraso yatha Vivanjantu saparoko vinasatut Mante bhava vantarayo sukidikayu go bhava Abhivadana silisa nicca buddha pachayino Chattaro dhamma vadanti hayu vanno sukhang Balang bhutta bhoga patapaccha vidinna dapada sume Udaka dagina dinna nato pancha palikata Upalita silavanto sanyata brahmacharino Yadata bhoga micheya pandita garang avasang Somi ato anupato katang anadu tampiyang Etamaro saramacho dharia dhamme dito naro Itti vanam pasansange pecha sagge pamodhatiti Bhavattu sapamangala rakandu sabadevata Sabha buddhanu bhavena sadasoti bhavantute bhavatu sabha mangalam rakandu sabha devata sabha dhammanu bhavena sadasoti bhavantute bhavatu sabha mangalam rakandu sabha devata Sabba sanghanu bhavena sadasotim bhavantute.